Bezer Shem is we begin Perek Shnei Masa, the 12th and final chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Zechim Matan, Laws of Acquisitions and Gifts in the Sefik, in the Book of Acquisitions, where we conclude the discussion regarding the Matnas Shchimra, the gift of a dying person, which in this parak we discuss regarding if, let's say, he gives it to one person after another person, and also when is the time of when it takes effect. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding preferring one of his inheritors over the rest. Shchimra Hashem, if a dying person says, B'ni Pleni Yerushani, I want that son to inherit me. There's a Yerusha, Silavadi. So that son is the only one who inherits him. And the other sons do not inherit him. So let's say he says regarding a daughter amongst all the other daughters, or one of his brothers amongst all the other brothers, or other inheritors, his words are valid. Regarding a healthy person, we don't go based on his words to create this case. If he does a kinyan, he does a kinyan, but we don't do based on his words as a healthy person. Halacha Gimel, discussed regarding giving it to one after another. Let's say a dying person says, "I want my assets to be to that person." The achrav, and after that person, leplani to go to the other person. The second person only has whatever the first person leaves over. Now, let's say if the first person that he gave it to is fit to inherit him, could go and show you ben mechal banim. Let's say that one he says to get it first was one of his sons. Then the second one doesn't get anything. Because saying a terminology of gift to inheritor, it's like a terminology of inheritance. The Yerusha in Lehefsik, inheritance has no stop and interruption that continues on forever. Although he says after to that other person never gets anything. But regarding a healthy person, he gives a gift of a healthy person in that same way. And he writes to this person, I want my assets to go to you. After you to that other person. Yeah, same thing. The second person only has what the first one leaves over. But this is Bain Shayar Rishon Rol Yosh, where the first one was fit to inherit him. Bain Shlohayar Rol Yosh, where he's not fit to inherit him. It doesn't make a difference. A gift does have an interruption. And then the second one will have what the first one leaves over, even if the first one was a Yersh. Halach Abav. Shchim Menah Shama, if a dying person says, Nechas Elach, my property should go to you. V'acharech L'plani, after you to that person. V'ayyid Rishon Rol Yosh, now the first one was fit to inherit him. But upedish va'amir, but he specifies and he says, loy mishum yirushan in noisin l'cha. No, it's not for inheritance I'm giving it to you, she'in l'havsik, which would never stop. El b'matana, rather I'm giving it to you as a gift. V'arehiv sakti, and notice, I'm creating an interruption. Then that's she'in ikonim, ha'shemeshai yirushan, then the second one will acquire what the first one leaves over. L'fikach, therefore, the equivalent is, im nos namois al yad sholish. Let's say he gives the money through a third party. So even if he gives it unspecified, doesn't say that he's not giving yirusha only by matana. But since it's not going to the hand of the Yerushim, he's giving it through a third party. Third party is going to do what he does. Oy Shamar, let's say he says, "Tnu labanei shekel b'chol Shabbos." He says, "Give to my children a shekel every week." And he says, "V'loy mishum yudushan inesim lem." It's not for inheritance. I'm giving it to them. And v'anishum b'nachas whatever is left over besides that one shekel a week. Achamaisim yilaplaini. After their death, should go to that person. Then yeah, inesim lem shekel. Only give them a shekel a week. Although it's not even sufficient because he's saying explicitly that he only wants it to be as a gift. Halacha Zayin, regarding the transfer of ownership when it's given to one after the other. So Nechas L'Plani, let's say he says my properties, my assets should go to that person. Achav L'Plani, afterwards to that person. So Meisir Rishon, when the first one dies, so Kanashen, the second one acquires it. Meishen, when the second one dies, so Harei L'Sheir Shashen, the inheritors of the second one get it because he was the end of the line. Meishen, V'Chayir Rishon, but let's say the second one dies when the first one is still alive, then you and Nechasim Shal Yerusha Rishon, then the assets belong to the asset, to the inheritors of the first one because he had rights. The second one just gets after him. But when the second one dies and the first one's still alive, so his inheritors get it. Halacha ches. Now, v'avet b'she'en l'sheni l'mashah she'rishon. Now, although, like we said, the second one only gets what the first one leaves over, asa l'rishon lim kabalit n'guf. It's still forbidden for the first one to sell it and to give away the actual physical item itself because we want that the intention of the dying person's intent to be fulfilled, where she wants the second one also to get it after the first one's done. Rather, he eats the produce until he dies, and then the second one merits in the physical item itself. Halacha test, but vim avah harishim. Let's say the first one did violate this precept. Then he sells or he gives it as a gift. The second guy cannot take away from the consumer, because the second person doesn't get, not from the principal and not from the produce, what's left over. Although that's not appropriate for the first one to do, but if he does, it's done. Now, whoever gives this idea to the first guy to sell, which is inappropriate, the Kedosh is called a wicked person. And now, even if they were slaves, and the first one let them go free, and there were vessels, and he made them as burial shrouds for dead persons, although they're actually still extant. They weren't sold, they weren't given away, but he did something that was definitive. And his actions are valid, and the second guy doesn't get it. When we say this, that if he violates and he sells it, the second guy cannot take it away from Lakuches, is b'shamacha arishin einas matana, is when the first guy sold it or gave it as a gift, lachem, to others. But if let's say the first person sold them or gave him lebenoi to his son as a matan as a gift, one of his inheritors, logically he hasn't done anything, that's included still by him, and the second guy gets it after him. And so too, if let's say the first guy gave it as a dying man's gift, even to others, logically he hasn't done anything. Why? Because the acquisition of a gift of a dying person is elalachemisa only after he dies. Because the problem is the moment he dies, the second one already gets it. So he can't give it as a matnas chibna to anyone else. Halacha Yilav continues regarding collecting from these assets, which is given to one and then to the other one. So let's say there was an outstanding debt on the first recipient, like shubasisho or a dowry from one of his wives. Now they come, the creditors come to court to collect from these assets which this first guy had received from that dying person. So although the first person is still around, which it's his, now the courts cannot collect for those creditors from the bodies of those properties, where you just evaluate for them to get the utility, to get the produce. Because like we said, it's not appropriate to take and use up the principal because that's really supposed to go to the second guy. Now let's say the first person dies, and his creditors and his wives are coming to collect from his assets. In this situation, they don't get anything. Even the payers, because now that he's dead, everything belongs to the second person. And this is afilah aso napoytiki, even if he made these fields as anapoytiki, which is designated for collection for a certain debt that he said, you're going to collect from here, or he designated for his wife for collection of b'ksuba, they cannot collect from these assets anything, again, because now that he's dead, it all belongs to the second person. Halachi Beis continues on this theme regarding the owner and the inheritor when it's given to one after the other. So, if a dying person says to a single girl, my properties are given to you, after you should go to that person. Now she gets up, she gets married. Baal, and this is what I'm saying, the owner, I mean, in regards to the husband, who is somewhat of an owner, and contrast that with Yershim, lekechu. So, what happens is when she gets married to her husband, he is like a consumer. He buys now the rights to his wife's stuff. And the second guy who is supposed to receive it after this single girl can't take anything away from the husband. Just like we said when the recipient sells it off to someone. But if let's say he told it to her when she was married, he said to this married woman, he says, my property should go to you, after you to that person. And then she dies, the second person will take it away from the husband. Why? Because since she married in these assets with this condition, when she was married, as if the dying person was telling her explicitly, after yikna plaini, that person will quite loyal about, not the husband, because he knows the moment she's getting it, her husband's getting it, and like as if she's selling it to her husband. But he's saying after you to that person. Obviously, he's saying as if not the husband. And therefore, if she sold these assets because she talks about it when she was married to the husband, and then she died when she was married to this husband, because if we're talking about in general regarding her properties, the husband would remove it from whoever bought it from her. In this case, if she sold it when she was married with her husband and then she died, the properties remain by the consumer. Why? As follows, because if the husband would take it away from the consumer as he normally does, because he's, so to speak, the first consumer of his wife's stuff. But the problem is, he's going to take it away, because she sold it to that buyer when she was married to him. But what's going to happen is, as we just finished saying, that second person is going to take away from the husband. Because since the dying person said when she was married, this gift, it's as if he told her, after you will be that person, not the husband. So that person is going to take away from the husband. Now, but the problem is the buyer will take away from that second person. Why? Why is he going to take away from that second person? Because she's older to him. And whatever the recipient, the first one, sells, the second person only gets what the first one leaves over. And if she sells it, it's done. Now, the thing is, now, from these three parties, husband, the second one, and the consumer, the only one that actually spent money on this was the consumer. Because the truth is, really, this is a vicious cycle. Because the moment that Lekech takes it, so he says the husband takes it away from Lekech, because he's, so to speak, the first Lekech. But then the second person, the second recipient, designated recipient, takes it away from the husband. And then Lekech takes away from the second one. And this goes on and on. But the Chacham said that the one who actually spent the money, who's the consumer, he gets Lefikach Tamid Biyad. Therefore, he gets to just hold on to it, and we don't go through this whole cycle. Now, Ma'aseh Be'echad Shamad, there was a story with an individual that said, Nachasa Limi, one of my properties to go to my mother, V'acharei Lo Yarsha, and afterwards to my inheritors. Now, who is my inheritors? V'ayis L'bas Nesui, he had one married daughter. U'meisa Habas, B'chaye Ba'alo, U'b'chaye Im Aviyah. Now, that daughter died when her husband was still alive, and when this father's mother was still alive. And then, V'achkach Me'esah Zekan, and then the elderly grandmother, his mother, passed away. So Amacham, the sage, said, "Ein habal yerush ois nochasim." So her husband, the daughter's husband, does not inherit those estates. Why? Because when his wife passed away, they were fit for the wife, but she's not, quote unquote, inheriting and meriting them only after she's dead. And the husband does not inherit his dead wife. But if, let's say, that daughter left over, ben oibas, that man who is dying, who said it should go afterwards to his daughter, that daughter had a son or a daughter. They would inherit the estate. This that he said, they should go to his mother, and afterwards to Yershai, the terminology inheritors is Vafala Yershi Yershin, even the inheritors of inheritors, which is his grandchildren. Now, V'ilu Oman, had he said, when the elderly mother passed away, Hadim Labiti Ma'akshav, it should be to my daughter from now, Hayabal Yershashim. Actually, then her husband would have inherited, because Achamis is Ishtai after his wife passed away. And the reason why that is because that's not Ro. That's like as if she's Muchzik retroactively right now, and therefore it would have been his retroactively from now, if that was what he had said. Halacha Gimel continues regarding the friendship between a gift of the principal or of the produce. Sakaisim Nechasav Libnai, if someone writes his estate to his son, Ula Achamaisa, and for after he dies. Means to say, there's a date written in the document. So it's as if it was written mahayoyim from today and after he dies. So hareha guf shel ben mizman ashtar. So the principal is actually the son's from the moment of the date of the document, which is now. But v'apeis la'am, the father gets to use the produce, the utility achshemus until he dies, because it's like from here until I die, which is like okay, it's yours now, but it only gets finalized then, so I get to use it for that time being. Therefore, so the father can't really sell this property because it was already given away to the son. But the son cannot sell because it's still in the domain of the father. He gets to use it until he dies. Now, let's say the father dies. And he leaves on the property produce that's connected to the ground. So this, he given this property to the son, although there's other inheritors, but this belongs to the son. Why? Because the person's consciousness is very close to his son, and therefore he wants to include, although it's not the land itself, it's the produce, but he wants whatever is connected to go to the son. But let's say it was already detached, but it's time for the harvest, which is like as if it's detached. That belongs to the other inheritor. It's not considered part of the property itself. Now, let's say the father violated the law, which is he sold it because really he can't, because he already gifted it from now, which would be when he passed away, to his son. It is sold until he dies. Because that means to say that person can have the utility until he dies. When the father dies, then the son takes it away from the buyer. Now, let's say there was attached produce, which still needed the ground. So then, meaning from when he's taken away from the consumer. So we evaluate that value to the consumer because really, halachically, it's the father's. When the father sold it to the buyer, everything goes to the buyer. It's just that if it's still in the father's domain, when he dies, he's meichel it to his son, like we said before, because his das is krei b'lov. But really, it's the father's, and that's what he sold to Lekeach. So we evaluate the value of this produce, even if it's attached to the ground, when they stop ben domain, and the son has to give that value to compensate the buyer, and then he takes the land back, because now that his father died, it's his. Now, let's say, however, the produce was already detached, or it's time for the harvest, then harim shel Lekeach, then it's totally the buyer's. The son doesn't even get to take it and give him the value. Of Rabbi Namacha. Now let's say the other way. Let's say the son violated the principle up until, and the father's still alive, and he sold it. Well, ain lukei klum. Then the buyer does not get anything, meaning even the payers, at Shem Azav, until the father dies. Mocha ben b'chay av. Let's say the son sold and the father was still alive. Umeisa ben, and the son actually died first. Va'alchik meisa ben, and then the father died. Kashiyomasa av, when the father dies, then kanalikeach, then the consumer acquires it. Because she'in love elaperis. Because the truth is, the father only has the utility. The kinyan pays any kinyan aguf. And the acquisition of the produce is not like the ownership of the land. It is the son's. And therefore, the son who sold it, after the father dies, then the lekeach acquires it. Lochi Daud continues regarding the gift of a healthy person when he's alive and to merit after his death. So Matnas Bari Shikaz, but regarding a gift of a healthy person, that's written it, Mehayim Alach Misa, which is similar to what we were saying before for the Matnas Shchimera, which is, since the date is there, it's like from today, and he says, Lach Misa. So if he writes the same thing that from today and after death, so it's in like this regarding the gift of a dying person, that the recipient only acquires it after he dies, because the understanding of these words are, although you actually are acquiring the principle from today, but you're not going to get merit in it and to use its utility only after death, which is important because you can't actually gift something after death. Now regarding a document of a gift that's written in it, that person should acquire, so the plain is, that field, la'achar misa, after his death. So, ben shalhoyu b'shtar kinyan, whether in the document it was an acquisition, ben shalhoyu b'kinyan, whether there was no acquisition, but rather it's that the document itself is going to function as a kinyan when it gets to the hand of the recipient. But, kivin shakas b'zman, but since there was a date written in it, u'bezman zechai hoya, this date, that the giver was still alive, hazman mechich, the date is proving, shemechai meknali, that it actually is acquiring it to him for when he was alive. But the ina zeicha is just not going to merit to eat the produce ilachamisa only after his death, because inshtar lachamisa, because she'ilo hoyi b'dayt lachnas lebishtar zelachamisa. Had he had in mind to really acquire it to this person, to the recipient, with this document only after he's dead, which actually would not work and he wouldn't get anything, lohoyi kaisa b'zman, he wouldn't written a date. Lefikar, therefore, av bishin kaseh by mayim lachamisa, even though he didn't write from today and after death, koyin lachamisa, he will acquire after death as if he wrote that it should be from today because he wrote a date. Now, then why do we write in all our gifts and all our sale, all the deeds it says from today, even though we write a date in the document? That's just as a gain, as some margin, we write, although it's not necessary because we're writing a date, but just what's called the Rav Chodim Milsa, to make it even better. Halacha design, if a healthy person gives a gift, there is in the document, from life and in death, so harezu matan gemur mechaim. It's a full-fledged gift from when he's alive. Shari kasam mechaim because he wrote from his life. And by a healthy person, we don't say like we said by Shchimra in the 8th parak that oh, he's only doing it to comfort himself that he's going to survive from this illness. No, if he's writing mechaim, it's not from mavis, it's from now. So that's shari kasam by mavis. What do you say? And in death. That's kimishamim. That's like as if he's saying me'at vadam from here and forever. It's like the beatification of a document. It's just like adding more words to say like, and you're gonna have it forever, even when I'm dead. But it's really taking effect now. Mechaim. Halacha Yitzayin. The Ram concludes these halachas of zchiya and matana regarding receiving gifts. Hatzadikim agamurim, the full fledged righteous people, anshei ma'aseh, and the men of good deeds. Lo yikavlu matan ma'adam. They don't receive gifts from a person. L'boitchem Hashem baruch shmoi. They trust in Hashem. Blessed is His name. Lo yivanadivim. Not in generous people. V'inema. That's what says the pasuk in Mishlei. V'soynei matan asicha. The one who hates the gifts and doesn't receive them will live. Shliklu hilcha zichim matan mesiyat. We've concluded the halachas of acquisitions and of gifts with heavenly assistance.